Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your
It's a 1:15. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Wanna see you doing your thing? You know, this thing that you do? It's really something.
Thank you. It's very sweet.
That I could do things my own way.
This is your way? Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hello, welcome people. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. It's June 20th. Tomorrow is the first official day of summer. Yay! Okay, enough yaying for right now. This is Carly. We will be on the air for the next 90 minutes. I'm waiting for my co-host to be here. But, you know, it's Friday night. Everyone's late, which is okay. But tonight, we will be talking about the awesome, awesome cake fight that went down at Days of Our Life. Oh, my gosh. We will be talking about the Daytime Emmys. We will be talking about all the soaps. you know, we will be talking just about anything and everything. You know, so it will be a very, very, very good show. I'm going to let a couple calls on first because, yeah, it's so nice to have calls this early in the game. 773, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. It's Marjorie. How you doing?
Yay! We missed you last week. I'm like, I couldn't believe you didn't call in last week. I'm like, darn it, because we really like to hear from what you have to say of the crazy week in soap, so.
Oh, has it been nuts or what this week?
I'm not over Days of Our Life in that. Did you watch Days or no?
Oh, yes. I got hooked on that and my wife lived with us.
Yeah, oh my gosh, the cake fight. That, you know, put all cake fights to the test.
I thought Chloe's was the best with Jill on Young and the Restless. When Mary Catherine and Jill were fighting with cake. This to be topped.
I know. Okay, we have another call. 503, you're on the air.
Hello, I just got on, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Days of a Life and the great cake fight of all time.
Awesome. It was so funny. I'm happy they're working together. I was like, wait a second, I thought you guys were buddies and I hate each other. Oh, so that's my guess. That's my prediction that freaking Paige is like Jack Devereaux's long lost offspring.
You got it.
Right. That's my prediction. And then JJ's basically going to hump his sister.
I'm thrilled they didn't have sex yet.
Well, not yet, but I was like,
well,
you're his sister.
It's a sister.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, well, two of us. What about Carly? What are you thinking?
What did you say?
Carly, what's Carly thinking?
What's
Carly? Oh, yeah.
I think she'd bite. I think she'd bite. I mean, but I've been trying to look it up all day and I didn't. Because
no,
I want to know
it.
I know, but I just the thought of it, I'm like, oh my God, they would go there. They would be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be like a really good thing to go there. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, one of my co-hosts is on mail. Hey, partner in crime.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We are talking about Days.
Oh, I've been seeing Days this week. I just called you at hospital this week. If you guys don't know, I was on vacation this week. Just on
Where'd
my
you
day,
go?
Like, 2 hours ago. Literally 2 hours ago, I pulled in my driveway. We went down to Gulf Shores, Alabama for vacation.
Nice.
Alabama. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we got back about 7:30, so.
Did you have a good trip?
Yes, ma'am, I did. I really did. It was very peaceful. Besides the sunburn and now the peeling, I'm good. I'm good.
Stay away, cornflakes.
Yeah. I always say I'm half Russian, half Irish, and I always say that my Russian blood always comes through until I get to the beach, and then my Irish blood comes through because I get burnt every time.
Well, see, I'm Irish, but I am dark. I tan really well. I like to go out in the sun, and I'll be dark as hell just being out in there a couple hours. But I'm like black Irish, though. I'm like...
And it's so funny because I'll burn just once with my skin. I burn once. If I get one good burn, I will tan the rest of the year.
Really?
One good burn. That's all it takes.
Yeah, it takes one burn. And it's so funny because I used to go to the beach every year, and I would get that damn burn every year. And they're like, put sunscreen on. I'm like, I glob myself with sunscreen. I still get burned. It's like, whatever. So,
yes.
It was very peaceful, and...
Yes.
I am so glad you are back, Lo. I am so glad you are back from your little vacation.
I saw General Hospital only on YouTube, but I did watch catch up on General Hospital. Thank you guys. Whoever puts up General Hospital on the same day on YouTube, I love you guys. So anyway.
Where'd Anthony go? Is he on here tonight?
He's coming. April and Anthony are late, which is not surprising.
Well, he's on the East Coast, so who knows?
But yes. So you guys continue Days, and yeah.
Days is awesome. It was kind of boring today, but it's still good.
KJ.
What about you?
I fucking love Tammy. I don't... Honestly, like, she makes the show for me, and I don't know if I can watch it without her on it. Like, would everyone?
I know it's gonna be an adjustment. Sammy was always my girl. I love Sammy.
Yeah.
All
her trouble. Like, I mean,
she was a bad girl, you know, and you know, she was a bad girl with a gold, with a heart of gold, you know.
Exactly.
But when you got behind those barriers and all that, you know, you saw this girl, you know, and I love Sammy. I'm going to miss Allie. I love Allie, you know.
I think
Allie will be back in a year. I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
I think she's going to miss it. I think she's going to get bored with her freaking brat children at home. And she's just going to want to go back to work because it's much better working than dealing with children at home.
But, you know, I can't say anything for the ones that want to, you know, spend time with their kids because I'm in the same boat. I'm like, you know, I don't have to be picky right now if, you know, with my work schedule, but my work schedule is awesome. And I get to work, and I get to spend time with my son, and I can go volunteer at his school when, you know, when he's in school.
How old's your son?
So, how old's my son? 7.
Yeah, so see, he's still so nice. Yeah, wait till he's, a jerk face.
Oh, no, he's
like
a brat. I love my kid, but he can be a brat. It's sometimes it's like arguing with myself.
I know,
and
but
he is
7, they're still sweet and still cute. Going on
13. And he uses it, too.
I want mine to go away until he's 25. That's what I want him to know.
That was my mom. My mom was the same way. My mom's like, my daughter, talking about me, was so sweet until she turned 13 and then an alien took over her body at night.
Yeah.
Because I became like a hormonal teenager, you know, and girls are even worse than boys, you know, because we just have all kinds of stuff going on, and it's so funny. She's like an alien took over our body.
Yeah,
and
that's how I feel. I'm like, this is not my child. I don't even like you.
I was a good kid. For the most part, I was very good. Like, you can hear some horror stories about some teenagers. I was a good kid. My only problem, and it's still a problem to this day, and I'm almost 30 years old, is my mouth. I always have the last word. And, it's my mouth. My mouth gets me in trouble all the time. But I'm just like, you know what? I tell the truth. You know, the truth hurts sometimes. And whatever, you don't like me, don't like me. You know, whatever.
You're just pissed off because I said everything that everyone else wants to say, but they didn't have the balls to say it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's me. That is exactly me. They're like, Celia. I'm like, what? You guys were thinking it. I just said it out loud.
Exactly.
and no shame. No shame afterwards either.
No. I can apologize for saying the truth.
So, no shame. Nope. I say what's on my mind, you know, and you might not like it, but oh well.
Good for you.
I mean, when I was watching
I'm very outspoken person. So,
whatever.
Well, no, we're
sweet. Like, I'm very sweet. I'm a sweet person, but don't get on my bad side because you really don't want to be on my bad side.
Yeah,
I'll
you don't
want to
be
you.
On You don't want me to be on my bad side, you know, let's just say that. But no, I mean, just like when I was watching Sammy last night and the look in her eye, and I'm like, oh, my God, that reminds me of my cousin. Oh, my God, that look in her eye, if you ever piss her off. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is not good.
It's going to hit the fan.
Yeah. It's the look. Like, they're like, they tell me all the time, they're like, so you get a look in your eyes, and it's scary. Like, I would scare some grown-ass men that were taller than me. And that's, yeah. That's why I love Sammy. I'm like, Sammy's so much like me. I might be short, but I'm a firecracker.
I don't know what to do without her. I'm going to miss her so much. This show just won't be the same. She's the main character, really.
And we're not only, you know, we're not only getting, you know, Sammy's leaving, but EJ too. So it's like two big, you know, big people on the show are leaving. And it's just like,
people. Fuck. She's been there forever. You can't leave.
No. They don't have people permission for just getting up and leaving. It does not make any sense.
But, I mean, I think she was like, I think she said she was willing to come back for, like, you know, weddings and just, like, a couple days here and there. And, you know, so she just doesn't want to be permanently.
Which I'm okay with. It was like, even stupid. It was even stupid when friggin' What's-Her-Butt came back. Her stupid sister, Carrie. And it's just like, you were never a Sammy. Like, even when you did come back, you were annoying as fucking hell. And your stupid boyfriend that I used to think was so hot when I was little, he did not age well, and he looked like shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stupid, stupid, stupid freaking parts that they had.
Yeah. Austin.
Oh, I used to love him, but he did not age well, you wrinkly freaking whatever.
I didn't even notice, like, he came back for, like, her farewell, and I didn't even notice him. I was like, is he sick? I was, like, asking all my day's friends, I'm like, is he sick? What's up with him? Like,
he
I didn't
did not
recognize
look like
him.
Hot. Yeah, he did not look like hot Austin when I'm friggin' 13 and thought
he
was hot.
Yeah, he did.
Mother. No.
But
no,
like,
no.
I was like, oh, my goodness, it's crazy.
Yeah, even Lucas, EJ, I mean, they're cute to me, but, I mean, they're not, like, hot to me, but they're still cute in their own way. But, yeah, Austin did not age well at all. And, Carrie, you're just annoying as usual. I'd rather be the little troubled Sammy than your boring character.
Yeah. But she was like the good girl, you know, versus Sammy's bad girl, you know.
I know. That's why that whole thing with the Rafe was just, like, so superficial. I, like, couldn't even get into it because Carrie's Carrie and annoying. And I was like, you're just not even playing the, like, kind of bad girl part.
Yeah.
You don't do it well. I mean, Abigail did it way better than you, and Abigail's friggin', what, 20?
Yeah. So, yeah. Ugh. So what I keep saying is they're going to have to start bringing people back, you know, to fill that void that...
Yeah, we
always love
freaking
Billy. I always loved Billy. I always thought she was hot as hell.
Well, there are rumors that Billy might be coming back.
Really?
Ugh.
I
like Billy. I like Lisa, but she's never my favorite person.
Lisa? Who's Lisa? Oh, Lisa Rinna.
The original Billy.
I liked her. Yeah, the original Billy, not the Dorito girl. or whoever it was. But I like her and Bo together. I thought they were super cute. And you know, I know it's going to hump fucking Aiden for sure. I know that's
I want that to happen. I like Aiden and Hope together. So
I like
him too.
But he's such a dork. He's like he was on 90210. He's such a little dork, but I think he'll be cute.
I mean, okay, this is my thing about the Hope and Aiden thing. I love Hope and Aiden, don't get me wrong.
Me too.
But I do. I honestly do. But, like, they meet, and this is coming from a Billy. I mean, a Billy. We're talking about Billy. Bo and Hope fan for life. Like, I love my Bo and Hope.
Yeah.
Like, they are my couple. But, you know, if Peter's not coming back, they need to do something to...
Yes.
In that, so the Hope and Bo fans can get into Hope and Aiden. Because it's like, with me, it's like I can't fully get into them because I'm always hoping that Bo comes back. Or you know Bo's going to be coming back, you know. Or whatever.
Yeah, I'm over
so
that
there's
whole
the what ifs out there in Wonderland. So I'm like, do something with Bo. And Peter's already said in an interview or somewhere that he's willing to come back to finish up the Bo storyline. So bring Peter back for a couple months or a couple weeks or whatever, finish off that storyline, have him go missing or die or something, whatever. Anyway.
I just don't even
care about him because in Southland, they're not always dead. So if Peter ever wanted to come back, they always can bring him back. I mean, how many times has Hope, you know, died and came back,
Right.
And well, how many times has anyone on that show died and come back? Like, they all die and come back on that fucking show. Like,
so, I mean, you know, or Stefano, how many times has he died and came back from,
his
you
brother.
Know, so,
I'm
I mean,
excited for
the... I mean, that's sad to say because, you know, I'm a Bo fan, but...
Yeah, I'm not.
I love Bo, but you know, but Peter's not coming back, you know, and they can't get Robert Kelly, who happened to play this, the replace Bo after Peter left back in the 90s.
I know who you're talking about, and they had way different voices, and it was so hard. I'm like, that's not Bo. Like, this is annoying. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know. Both characters kind of annoys me. He's just too douchey for me. Like, that could never be my man, ever. Like, I get where you're coming from, like, with the romance, Bo and Hope, and, like, they had always been together, but he's such a douche. Like, he could never be my man. Like, you're such a dork. Like, you've been a cop and everything. You have, like, no testosterone whatsoever. You gotta show me, like you're, like, somewhat got freaking sperm in your sack or something, because you're... He's a douche to me. Like, you're not a man.
Well, he wasn't for a long time. Like, in the 90s, he's badass, but...
Well, yeah, but he got soft. He got soft, and he got, like, annoying. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not... Ever since he came back, and I wanted him back so bad, kind of like you did. I was, like, so low in hope, but when he came back, I was like, you're a douche, dude. Like, you don't have no testosterone in you whatsoever. And Sierra, I could throw her against the wall. I'm sorry. Not child abuse, but you're annoying. Like, if I had a daughter like you, like, I'd trade you in. You're annoying.
I love Sierra.
I do too.
She's annoying.
I love Sierra.
She's so annoying. She's evil too. She's an evil little chick.
Can I mean, like her mother and her father?
Yeah, I just don't like her at all.
Exactly. Like they were saying, you know, they were talking about Morgan when Morgan first came back. I'm like, he's a Carson child. He acts just like his mother and his father.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm like, he's totally Carson. Like, I can't even be like, that's, you know, your mother or that's your father. But he acts just like him. It's
exactly.
So funny. And I would get advice with people about it. I'm like, he's such, you know, they're like, he's whiny. I'm like, he's his father and his mother. More than his father when he's whiny like that, because Sonny can get whiny, and it's annoying.
Hey! Sonny can also get whiny.
No, that's real life, though. That's freaking real life. When you have your best friend and you love her to death, but you can't stand her, their kids, it's just, it sucks to be in that position. It's like, I love you because you're hers, but you annoy the hell out of me, and I don't like you even though you're a kid.
Oh.
It sounds so bad to say.
Talking about little kids, I'm so loving Jocelyn.
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
Yes.
She's my best friend. She called him a psycho and kicked him, and I was like, oh, yes, and then stepped on his foot. I was like, I love you, Jocelyn. You are my favorite person right now because I don't like Franco. So, I mean, nothing against Roger, but I have not liked Franco when James Franco was playing Franco. So I never liked Franco.
No, no,
so.
God, no.
James Franco was on?
Yes,
yeah,
he was the one that originated Franco. Yeah, he's the one that originated Franco.
On what, General Hospital?
Yes. He's the original
really?
Franco.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I don't want to.
Yeah,
and
he was,
so.
he was an evil bastard that needed to die. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch that show, but, like, I didn't know that. That's kind of cool.
Well,
his little brother seems an actor, too.
Yeah, he played the original Franco. He came on
the
original Franco. That's how Franco got his name. James Franco.
And his grandma was in it.
Oh
yeah,
even the E that's on Days of Our Lives now, I was just like, wait. Because I used to watch a couple of shows back with my mom back in the day, and I was like, what show was she on? I was like, I remember her
Blair
being up with
Kramer,
the Spurs.
One Life to Live.
One Life
yeah,
to Live.
Yeah, with the Spurs.
And she was also on Guiding Light way back in the day. And she,
way back.
Yeah, and Cecilia, she was also on the new hospital for the time being, right?
Right.
Remember?
Yeah, she, okay. When they did the crossover, she was there for Star.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's where I'm confused, too. So, okay. So, she's related to Teresa, because that's the aunt to her kid. So, what, that's
Teresa's
her sister?
Teresa and Eve are sisters. They have the same father, but different mother.
And we don't,
okay.
I mean,
And I don't even know Teresa or Eve's character, so that's where I'm just, like, still, I mean, I've watched this since I was, like, little, but I don't know those characters. So it's like, how the hell are you guys related? Like, and how are you sisters?
Yeah. They have the same father. Their father is Shane, that played Charles. He played the dad on The Nanny. If you watched The Nanny, he was the dad.
And Kimberly's Teresa's mom, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
and
so
who
is Eve's mom?
I don't know.
We've never seen her, have we? I mean.
Yes, because there was a picture. There was just a picture, a throwback picture.
Okay.
I just saw it. It was of Eve, her stepmom Kimberly, her dad, and her real mom.
April, you're on the line with us.
Hey, everyone. Better late than never, huh? How are you guys doing?
That's what I said.
How was the game, Celia? How was the game?
So I'm confused again, though, because then
April, our day's resident is finally here to help us. April, thank you for calling
my
in because
phone
now
is finally working. Everything is good. Sorry about the delay.
No, we
no
just
problem.
Need you help with Dave.
And
we just need you help with Dave, Lilo.
And to
well,
answer
what
the question,
about?
It was good. It was good, April.
Dave?
I just got back about 2 hours ago.
Oh, really?
So, we got
where
we got
are the
back
pictures?
About 7, my time, Central time.
Where are the pictures?
Yes,
I didn't see them on Facebook.
Oh,
I didn't
my
see
mom
the
has them. I have to go on my mom's computer and get them. She downloaded them off her camera.
Well, what did you do while you were at the beach?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Oh, I got sunburned.
I told you to wear sunblock. I told you.
I did.
Hello,
yeah,
you
I'm
going
to I wore a freaking t-shirt and still got burnt.
Uh-huh.
With the t-shirt on.
I hear you. I burn,
like,
peel,
oh,
burn again. What are we talking about? Is Anthony there?
I'm trying to figure out.
No, not you yet. The little guy
is
not here yet.
Fired.
Okay, well, where are we at on Days of Our Lives? Because we need to watch today. We need to talk about that.
I'm trying to figure out how.
Oh, man, wasn't that something with Kate and Sammy? Oh, my God, the ending was chilling, wasn't it?
That was awesome.
It was chilling. I mean, I just thought, oh, my God, they're teaming up. They're gonna take down 7-0 and EJ, aren't they?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Yep.
What do you think is going on with that?
I think they are going to work together, take over the whole fucking mansion, and out the boys.
I think so. Yeah.
How are they going to take it over when they're not married and have no control? No, they're going to sabotage them.
They're going to destroy it or something. I don't know, but it was good
today.
It's
called blackmail. It's called blackmail, and also there's a picture of Sammy and Kate. Picture that is going to hang over where Stefano's picture is.
Oh,
I could
them
see,
together.
I could
it
see
fabulous.
Definitely Sammy married EJ and Kate going through with her bullshit and then them being sneaky and awesome and taking over.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Fuck you, penises.
I thought Sammy played Abigail like a fine violin. I mean,
man,
he was so good.
I would be laughing. I haven't watched Days this week. I watched Strong Hospital this. You're fired. Days was good this week besides today. Today.
Well, I was on vacation.
Can I ask a question, though? Can I ask a question? I'm kind of going backwards. I'm behind. As Carly had told you, I have some internet issues, and so I'm kind of a little bit behind with everything. I'm kind of going backwards. I started Friday. How did Sammy find out about EJ and Abigail?
Okay,
I think she's known for a while, but, like, she
one
at a time. It wasn't clear. Open the briefcase, and there was a picture. But how did she know it was looking in that briefcase? That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm saying.
And how long has she known?
How stupid is fucking EJ? I'm sorry. I would have burned those the moment I got them.
Thank you. Right.
Are you kidding
me?
You got rid of Nick. You got rid of everything. Why would you fucking still have those pictures laying around?
Right.
Like,
can I ask a question? We're all going like round and round. When did she find out?
Yesterday.
Oh, really? I didn't watch that one yet. Was it good? What was her reaction?
It was the very end of the show. It was the very end of the show.
Oh, wow.
When they were, doing wedding cake shit, and Abigail was there, and it was awesome. It was a huge cake fight and everything.
No, I saw that today. No, my question was, when did Sammy find out about EJ and Abby?
Yesterday, I think.
Yesterday,
okay. I didn't watch Thursday yet. I know, that's overviewer.
No, but she's just playing it out and acting like she's still getting
I thought today.
Yeah, it's a weird thing between her and Kate, and I'm like, what do you guys have up your sleeves? Because
they are together, they're on the same page.
Right.
I almost think she's going to follow through with the wedding just to get somewhat of control.
Well,
and then
I don't know, you know?
I don't know either.
I don't know how it's going to play out. You know I'm a big Jamie fan. I'm assuming, because the children are leaving, Scott's leaving, Sweeney's leaving, that they will all exit together harmoniously. I'm hoping that they'll work this out, but I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of twists and turns until they do that, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They're scheduled on air through
October is what I'm understanding, yeah. There'll be another 3 or 4 months, thank God. But... Carly? Carly?
Yes.
There's somebody that wants to say hi to you. Is that okay?
Oh, awesome.
Well, hold on 1 minute. And he's going to apologize, right?
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
We are still here.
We're
hey, baby, what's up?
Hey, hey, little one.
What you doing, girl?
We are talking about soaps, if you wasn't paying attention, Mr. Man. We are
I don't talk
being
about
professional. We are being fucking professional. Yeah. I better not say that because my producer is on the line, so I better behave myself.
Okay. So that's Twitter.
Really? But you're my producer, so I have to behave myself.
Hey,
so
you
yeah.
know what? I miss your birthday, sweetie. Happy late birthday.
Oh, my God. He's liquored.
You hear that, Carly?
Yes, thank you.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm
doing
you
know, really good. If I could
really,
get some wine, if I could get some
really,
wine, and if I could get some wine in me, I would be happy.
You want some wine?
I would, yes.
I'll send you a bottle of wine, sweetheart.
Okay, but you know
what? Can you send me a bottle of wine? You already drank it.
But don't you worry about nothing, honey, because I have
to. If he's sending out free bottles of wine, I want some wine over here in Tennessee.
No shit. But he already drank it, the asshole. He's telling us about it.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And, Carly, I'm sorry.
Share?
Why are you sorry, April?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Have Tony tell you why he missed the show last week. Tell him, Tony.
Well, yeah, Tony, why?
I was
yeah,
working
why?
In the store.
No, he was watching the World Cup.
Oh.
Oh, hey, USA all the way. That was a great game.
I watched
Tony,
by the way,
Tony, I forgive
Tony
you.
Over there? Excuse me. I was on vacation. I still called in. So what?
No
oh,
excuses,
yeah,
Tony.
Okay.
No excuses. Hold it right here.
Give him good shit. He drank three bottles of wine. Give him shit.
So you guys, how many, okay, you guys, I have a question. How many cups of wine so-called they have? So I have one glass, two glasses, three glasses, four glasses.
Why
do
you got to have
one glass for me. Have a glass for me.
Yeah. I don't drink, but I have a Diet Coke on the rocks for me.
No,
one only.
Have five or six drinks.
No,
my great grandmother.
No, I got in trouble for a Jaeger shot last night. It cost fucking $8, so don't do that.
What?
Tony's asking. He doesn't know we're on air. I'm sorry, my bad. He was asking who the other lady was. So yeah, this is my new co-host and. Anyway, this is Tony, Khaki Tony. So, yeah.
Hi, Tony.
Tony,
I'm Sonia. I'm from Memphis,
hi,
Tennessee, and I'm Carly's partner in crime / co-host.
Yes.
So.
This is my partner in
crime. I said, shut up.
Oh, say hello.
How can you tell a poor doggy is set up?
You know doggy is set up. It's being fucking annoying. It's like, dude, shut up.
Then send the doggy over here.
No, I'm going to freaking chop his balls
you
that are already chopped off.
Doggy over there.
You can. You cannot chop the doggy's balls off. Okay, that would be wrong.
They're already chopped off. I'm going to chop off his saggy sack that he has left
what?
Over if he doesn't shut up.
What?
I think we're getting off the subject here.
I heard what you said.
Okay,
you
okay. We've got to get back on the subject. I may go to
Tony. Wait. Do you forgive Tony? Because I wouldn't forgive him. He was watching sports, so we're going to have to get into
the
subject for a while.
This call was on vacation and still called in, so that's no excuse.
Well, yeah, you're not like vacation.
She didn't miss the show. So you're not excused, Tony.
No, it's not like he loved me. It's not like he left me at a movie, okay? It's not like he left me at a movie theater.
Okay.
Shut up. She goes, it's not like you left her on a movie.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, I did.
Because you were badly behind the movies.
I'll leave her
Yeah, I would kick her ass.
Yeah, we would kick her ass if you ever do that again.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You should have seen what happened. You should have seen what happened the other night when I kicked her out.
They didn't tell your nuts get chopped off.
Hold on a second. I'll be right with you guys.
Okay. Okay, we got to get back to being professional here in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, Carly? No, you need to learn how to act. Are you there?
She's telling me to learn how to act. She's mad at me.
Are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay. We have a lot to teach him, but we'll work on it.
Okay. We,
all right.
We,
everybody, is Anthony on?
I don't care.
Not you.
Okay.
Who are we talking to? And what are we talking about?
I don't know who we're talking about.
What do you guys think about Eve Donovan coming back?
Well, I think it's very interesting. Because after all, she's going to be on her show, so, you know, we have to be good. So,
right.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think she's come back. I think they're trying to get some new villains to stir up some trouble.
Well,
to the family's
leaving.
It should be interesting.
I think so, too.
I'm here.
Do you guys remember Eve Donovan when she was younger, when she was a teenager?
No. That was before my time.
Yeah.
I'm a baby. You have to remember. I'm the baby.
How old are you?
To me? Yeah. I'm almost 30. I'm 29.
Oh,
I just turned 29.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. Oh, God. I wish I was 39.
Oh,
but
I wish I was 30.
Oh, shut up. You're both younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
And Tony's older than all of us. He's old.
I am fucking 38 now. This is not good.
38.
I'm ready for my 30s. Ready for my 30s. My 20s were up and down. The only good thing that came out of my 20s was my son.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It'd be easier to fetch you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so ready for my 30s. I'm like, bring it on.
Yeah. Well, if we knew what we knew now in our 20s, it would be very helpful.
Oh, God, yes.
So who's on board? We got Saya. Do we have Anthony on board?
No.
Anthony's not here yet. He's up to
his Anthony's in the said doghouse by now with me.
In the doghouse? We'll put him there with Tony. You notice both their names. Tony's name is actually Anthony, but we call him Tony. Actually, we call him Tacky Tony.
Come on, Tony. I figured his name was Anthony. So when he's in trouble, I'm going to be like, Anthony?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but we have to talk
and
about
he
the daytime.
He's like, I don't know his middle name, because I would say that, too.
Right.
I say his full name.
Well, is there anything on Days of Our Lives? Are we going to General Hospital next, or what are we talking about?
I have no fucking clue what we are doing. And your boyfriend has got me off track, damn it. Oh, we have, okay, let's go to the 8th. We have another call. 562, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello,
this is your old co-host calling. This is your old
My old co-host from back in the day that never called in. Everyone, this is Terry.
Hi, how's it going? I haven't called in a very long time, so I'm kind of nervous, so...
Oh, welcome.
Why are you nervous?
Great timing because I want to segue into General Hospital. So,
General Hospital.
I just want to say that I don't like Levi's character. I wish Nathan would just fuck him one, and I can't believe that the judge gave her another 6 months. I felt like I wanted to cry. I know that Levi did it. He did that, you know, told the judge about what happened.
I want Levi to die.
What's that?
They need to kick Levi's butt all the way back to Australia. Ian,
yeah, exactly.
I agree with that.
100%.
He could have gone on the plane with my mom, so my mom's there right now, so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but, yeah, I don't, I mean, Levi's a detective, kind of, he should, you know, just, you know, investigate him and bring up all of his bad deeds that he's done, so. That's about the only thing on the age right now that I'm kind of into. I just want them to hurry up and write a really good storyline for Maxie and Nathan,
Are you tired of this Luke story? What's your opinion on that?
Sick of it.
I've kind of been on and off General Hospital for a while, and Kylie knows that. We actually argue sometimes about stuff.
Uh-huh.
Right, Kylie? We actually argue about it, don't we?
How many glasses have you had yet of wine so far?
Hey, I've been good tonight. I don't have any. I need some. So anyone want to send anyone to Seattle?
I was talking about that today at work with some people because when I go visit you, I'm going to, I told them I get drunk while I'm there. Do you have any alcohol?
Although there's days I feel like it.
When you come.
But I don't want to buy the cheap stuff like I did the last
time. We won't buy the fucking cheap stuff, okay? We will buy the good stuff. And I'm into
wine
tonight. I like white wine.
I like red wine, so I have to get some red wine. Have an opinion on the whole Maxie and Nathan and Levi thing, Levi storyline? I don't know.
I love Nathan too.
Yeah. I liked about in the beginning of the week when Maxie and him met up at the park and when they met up at Wedding Ribs, and that was Maxie coming out and Nathan saw that, and you know Maxie was finally coming out of her shell to the old Maxie and everything. She could still be the old Maxie and the new Maxie, and I just, that heartfelt speech she gets said to the judge yesterday, I sort of thought he was going to give her her daughter back. I would have.
I want her to have the baby back, but is it too long?
What? Can I ask a question? I'm behind. Why did they take the baby from her in the first place? I hate to admit it, but I was behind during that time. Why did they take the baby from Maxie in the first place?
Because she
because
lied about
of the whole
baby.
Lily Dante baby thing going on.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, Spinelli was the best choice, and
And
so where is the baby now?
With Spinelli.
I want Spinelli back.
And Ellie.
Okay.
Yeah, the baby's
I want Spinelli back. I want the love of my life back on there.
Thank you.
Ellie over there from Seattle, where is she?
Right. When he popped up, and he's like, the Valkyrie, and I was like, oh, I miss you.
I save those episodes on my TiVo, by the way, because, you know, when I saw Spinelli's face, I lit up. I was happy.
Yeah. Right. Right. It's been a long time. I miss him, too.
You know? I hope Anthony's okay, you guys, because the last, a couple of hours ago when I talked to him, he was calling in, and I hope he's not in, like, a gutter dead or anything. No,
maybe he forgot.
Oh, we cannot lose a guy, a really good guy co-host. He's so good.
He is very good. I was very impressed. He was very good.
I'm going to go check on him ASAP. Hang on. I'm signing in. I will check on him for you guys, see where the hell he is at.
You guys, it's the Daytime Emmys this week, by the way.
I know.
And it's not on TV, so that means I'm going to forget about it. Because if it's not on TV, it's like not in my little head. Is nothing I can TiVo.
Who do you think is going to win the Emmy for Best Actress?
But see, this is what I wanted to go over tonight, and then next Friday we can all say if we were wrong or right.
I think Arne Zucker might have a good chance. What do you think?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Somebody
put a full podcast on this.
I think Nicole.
Yeah, I think Arne has a very good chance of winning.
Yeah.
And I think it's well deserved. Her portrayal this last couple weeks has been incredible with the Eric and everything.
Oh my God.
And at the end of today, when she called the father and said, no, I'm not going to help him. I had chosen my son. They really brought it home today. I was very impressed.
Me too.
Exactly. So, I was thinking about the whole Nicole and Eric thing, too.
He wants to be a father again. Is that what this is all about?
No.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he's kind of a wuss anyway. I'd rather see her with Brady, I think. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I love Teresa.
I mean, he's cute, he's good looking, but he's a wuss. He's too conflicted. And he tries to make Nicole be a goody-goody. Nicole is never going to be a goody-goody.
Nicole forgave Eric for accusing her of rape.
Right.
Of raping him.
Right.
Why can't he forgive her for this? I know it was wrong, but I understand why she did what she did. I get it.
Thank you.
And you know what's funny to me, Marlena has really gotten her hands dirty this year. She's really become one of the evil ones, and kind of in a good way. I mean, she's still good against Marlena, but she's getting in there playing dirty like the rest of them. I'm surprised.
Well, yeah, except she kind of got mad at Sammy and Keith for the whole killing of Nick thing. Was that like, oh, come on, Marlena, he had to die. It wasn't like they did something so bad.
Right.
They were killing off, they were going after someone that didn't deserve to die. This guy, Nick, did deserve to die for weeks on end. So people need to, understand that and not, say, oh, my God, Nick's dead. No, Nick had, I didn't think what the dad did was fail to send him to prison. I'm sorry, well, what did that say? Domestic violence doesn't matter, and that's what he did for so long? And I did anyone give us why the judge did send her to jail? I mean, did anyone get that? I didn't.
I didn't. Yeah. You know what? And in response to your questions regarding the Emmys, I'm really saddened that Scott and Sweeney were nominated, especially with them leaving. That would have been awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe next year. I mean, they can for next year,
maybe
too.
Maybe he'll get nominated next year.
Next year, maybe.
He can put his work in this time.
Yeah.
I mean, I can decide with the Emmys right now. I'm having a hard time between the supporting, because, Bradford is up for it, and so is Steve from Young and the Restless. And so
he's good, too.
So that's like having two of my guys, and Eric Mainsoff from Days of Our Life 2, and Dante from Zeno Hospital, okay.
I think he's got a good chance of supporting actor, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I would love to see Steve Bradford good, just because, they are my guys, and they've always been my guys. But, this year there's a lot of... There's a lot of different people, very outstanding in the younger actress is Kristen Alderson, Lindsay Goffrey, Hunter King, Cam Matua, and one person from One Life for Live. I want to see Hunter.
Who did you pick for supporting?
For younger actress, I'm picking Hunter King. I wanted to go
really?
To. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Remember Michael Mooney?
if he really did what he was supposed to have done, wouldn't he have been brought up on charges?
Not if they covered it for months the way they did it over there.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, this is Zero Fear and Filth did not report this for a couple of months, from what I've heard. So I think they, YNL is more culpable in this than a lot of people are saying.
Right.
And I mean, you know, it was true with Michael with a couple, you know, other things from other TV shows way back. That, you know, people have known. So this was like repeated behavior.
I'm upset that Sunny wasn't.
What?
I'm upset that Sunny wasn't nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was too. I was upset that Sunny and Sunny and Luke was not nominated.
And GH for Natural Best Soap. They made the Best Story category.
Let's see. The Best Soap category this year was I Don't Buy. Is, you know, they picked Bolden and Beautiful, Days of Our Life, One Life to Live, and YNL. This is a joke. This is a joke, people, because One Life to Live with the reboot was not watchable for me. So, I mean, they too put General Hospital in the outstanding drama series.
Oh, I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
I love it. I watch them all, but my heart is General Hospital.
Yeah. And let's see, for the lead actor, this category is going to be tough too, if I can ever find it. Oh yeah, Peele Bergman, Doug Davison, Chris LeBlanc, Billy Miller, and Jason Thompson. Once again, they have me at crap because I can't pick between Peele Bergman, Doug Davidson, or Billy Miller. So I'm at, you know, I mean, and they have, like, for the lead actors, like the three guys from YNL, full guys, and Jason Thompson, you know? They could have also picked Anthony or Tony or one of the guys. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, what was everyone thinking, you know? I mean, were they thinking? And I still think that Britt, Kelly Steamboat, still got a nod. She was excellent. But
excellent.
For the outstanding supporting is Melissa Claire Egan, Zane Elliott, Aminia Henley, Elizabeth Hickson, and Kelly Sullivan for General Hospital. So, what did you guys think about that one?
Kelly was in, like, how long? Is sure? I mean, I like Kelly Sullivan a lot, kind. But she wasn't really in, wasn't beefy enough part, whatever.
No, I mean, this was, April, this was not this year. This was for last year, right?
Oh, for last year, right.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know how they do this. I don't know how they, you know, pick everything.
I don't either.
Get off that fucking shit, dude.
They said they look at reels or whatever. The actors.
Yeah, but see, they don't do a good job. I think what they need to do is have it in the fans' hands. Not people that don't watch it, really. Those people that do not get emotion, it's time to put it in the fans' hands because, you know, many years as repeat offenders who get the votes, it's not a new person every year.
Mm-hmm. Remember, Reba Shane was always Kim Zimmer. She went out how many times in a row?
Right.
Like 7
years ago for Dying Light.
Yeah.
A lot of times they have the favorites and they continue to win.
Exactly. With item thing is so, you know, fail. What did my partner in crime think? What did my partner in crime think? What did you think of it all?
Whatever.
Whatever?
I don't really have a, yeah.
Really?
Like two wins. Yeah. So I like them all, so.
Okay, but. Carrie, what about you? Do you have any picks?
You know what? I don't know. I really don't know what's, who's been nominated or whatever. I haven't really been watching Days of Our Lives lately, so I really don't have. Who on General Hospital
is the best show by now?
I know, but I haven't.
Oh, I know. Hello.
I'm working all the time, so every time I come home, I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. I'm more of a prime time now. I watch all my. If I miss a prime time, I feel like I've missed a lot. So. I'm so behind on my DVR right now, so. But the only show that I really watch is General Hospital. Believe me, I used to watch all the soap operas, you name them, I watched them. I was so into soaps back in the day. My very favorite one was Santa Barbara. Cruz and Eden were my favorite couple, my first couple I ever fell in love with. when Marcy Walker left the show, when she wanted to leave, I was so upset. You know, and then she had the multiple personality thing, of course, and they're like my favorite couple of all time, you know, and I go back on YouTube and I kind of get kicked, you know how I am, Carly, with these kicks I get on and everything, so. I haven't really been keeping up with who's the nominator, who whatever, so. I don't know. Who's nominated on the hospital again?
Morgan. Morgan is.
Morgan,
Michael is. Kiki is. Dante is.
Johnny, who?
No, Johnny? No, Morgan.
I love saying Kiki.
I don't know why.
I like Kiki too, Kiki.
I miss her as I miss Kristen as Star.
Star Manning.
Yeah. The little girl that plays Jocelyn, somebody kind of went on Facebook and kind of commented how she reminded her of when Star first met her dad on the show, first met Todd Manny, remember? And that reminded me when they had scenes together there, they kind of reminded me of Star and Todd, you know, on One Life to Live.
Exactly.
I missed that show. I missed that show too, One Life to Live. That was one of my favorites as well.
Oh, that's good.
No,
one. I like
As the World
you.
Turns and Guiding Light were my favorites too. I was kind of on and off on every channel. I wasn't set on one station, so yeah. But I like my primetime shows. I'm waiting for the summer shows to come on, like The Dome or something to come on end of the month. I love that show, The Dome.
Me too.
And
good.
Sci-fi on Sci-Fi Channel, Falling Skies is coming on Sunday. I'm waiting for that to come on. Yeah.
Hey, you can think of Bold and Beautiful.
Carly, I'm fixing to have to get off because I'm fixing to go out, like I said earlier.
Okay.
So.
Go get drunk for me.
I will.
Someone bring me a bottle of wine. Hello, did the liquor store deliver, Carly?
Right. I
wish they did.
Okay.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, Miss Alabama.
All right, Bella,
and we are gonna
have a great week.
And we are gonna kick Anthony's ass, you too. All righty.
I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
Bye, Miss Alabama.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great week. Have a great week.
we are going to be getting some really good stars on the show in July. That's called
July?
The Daytime After Dark, and getting everyone on the planet. No, yeah, but we are going to be getting a lot of people. You guys are going to be very happy with us.
Good.
All right, so yeah, I will tell my... Yes, I will tell my producer all about it later because he's been...
Well, I've been very, very behind because I didn't have a phone, but now I have a phone, so we can get 24/7.
Well, good, because not having my producer sucks. Thank you very much.
Well,
I mean,
hey,
you
guys
have
a meeting next time.
You
on,
me have...
You guys Google?
You.
You guys can go on Google Hangouts, and it's free. And we can all, you know, face-to-face, or we can go FaceTime. We'll talk about that tomorrow, Carly.
Okay. So, 503, you back. Yay!
All I have to say is my oven and stove works.
Wait, it works?
Yep, it all works beautifully. I'm like, thank freaking God. Mr. 20-year-old, hot as hell, like, going through apprenticeship, I'm like, dude, don't tell any girl what you do. Tell her you wash dishes and you don't have a car, because you tell her what you do and she's just going to gold dig out on you. Like,
oh, boy.
Yeah, he's such a stud. He totally fixed my 1927 piece of shit screwing fuses, no things going in on my house and fixed it for me. I'm like, oh my God, I want to make out with you. Thank you so much for helping me.
Okay, you probably don't want to make out with him because, you know,
well,
that might
no,
not be good.
But I just wanted to, like, you are a stud. Thank you so much. I couldn't give him enough thank yous. I've gone without food, people, fast food, gross, but I've gone without food for over a week. I don't know if I'll know how to cook again.
Well, why don't you try and see if you can cook?
No, I told him I'm not cooking tonight. He's like, well, obviously we're not having dinner tonight. I'm like, no, it's freaking... 8 o'clock. No.
I have this cousin who makes the best breakfast casserole ever and the best rolls. And, you know, whenever I see you, I better give them, like, the first, second, third night or I'm going to be...
Don't tell me.
...be killing someone. So, okay, does anyone know any previews for Dave's for next week?
No, I haven't seen them yet. Well, I'm going to check the clips tonight. Like I said, I've been out of the internet for a while, so.
Where do you get clips? Like, they used to show, I mean, Dave's when I grew up, what the fuck? Days when I grew up used to show the next day and the next, like, whatever, what was going on. Now they don't do that, and I very rarely, it just happens to be on a show that I see now, and all of a sudden it will show coming on this week, and I'm just like, what? Because they don't even show that on Days.
I miss how they used to,
Next time
on Days of Our Life. I miss that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't do that anymore.
That's what I don't understand either.
And I'm so sick of fucking Daniel and Jennifer shit. Like, I'm over it.
Thank you.
I'm so fucking over it. If you're going to be such an idiot. Yeah, she's annoying. Ooh. I think she's cute as hell, but she's freaking annoying.
Oh,
she's so annoying.
I don't know.
I'd rather be your daughter and hump EJ than be annoying and great as you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just think, I don't think she had any right to tell what was going on with that, you know? I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but the way I look at it, she did not. Who's having TV in the background, by the way?
I know, it's
one
line.
At 9:17 p.m.
April?
On May the 23rd, Elliot Roger uploads this extraordinary final
April?
In a chilling series of videos he has posted on
one,
YouTube.
Two, three.
He also
started
getting his
detailed and deeply disturbing document called My Twisted World.
Okay, I'm Kiri. Hold on. Okay. So, let's talk.
Mm-hmm. There we go. See,
yeah,
I mean, never damn business.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't think, I mean, if I were Nicole and Daniel, I would be so mad at Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
What
and I love Nicole, even though she's an asshole. I love her.
Well, Nicole's always been bad, and she will always be bad. And
I love
like
her that
skinny.
Way.
You know, I just love her that way. It's like she's
me
a good
too.
Person. She just makes bad decisions, you know.
She does. I would like her to be happy just for a couple of days, you know, something at least.
Exactly.
Danny has children, and then she lost another baby. I mean, it's just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I feel bad for her. Yeah. She's a good person. I just, yeah, I want her to be happy. I don't know. I think that freaking... Hope and Aiden are going to hump, and then I think almost Nicole's, I don't even know. I think she's going to get together with either Rafe.
I would love to see Rafe and Nicole.
Me too.
Yeah, because Jordan's stupid. Jordan drives me nuts, but... I don't know, because I love Rafe. I always thought he was hot. And I actually like him and Sammy together. But I don't know. I don't know, because she's so secretive. And Brady, he just does not look good with that stupid, freaking ugly Teresa. I can't stand her.
Really?
Like,
oh, I know. God.
They don't even look good. They don't even look good when they're making out. I'm like, you guys, like, you looked better making out with Kristen, and I hated Kristen. But, you look better making out with her than you do with Teresa. Teresa's just stupid.
Right.
I almost want to fast forward their scenes.
I hear you.
You guys are just annoying.
Well, Kristen is on her way back, but it will only be like a 12-week arc, God, I don't know why YNL did this, but YNL fucking offered her a contract, and, I don't want to see Ashley bullying me for like weeks on end.
Right,
yeah,
so she says they go on YNR now?
Yeah, back home.
Well, she's going to do both. She's doing both.
Was that where she was originally from?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know she was, like, who was she on Young and the Restless?
Ashley.
She's Ashley Abbott. Oh, yes, Ashley Abbott.
Steve, I'm trying to think.
Abby is now Lulu. And Children's Hospital.
Yep.
I don't watch it enough to know that who cares. I mean, I know the regulars like Nick and Nicole and Victor and Victoria and all that bullshit, but I don't remember her on Young and... How long ago was she on Young and the Restless?
A couple of years ago.
Like, yeah.
It was about 3 years ago, right?
About two or three, right.
Yeah.
Who'd she play on there? Who was she hooked up with?
Victor Newman.
Really?
Yep.
Whoa.
They had a kid together.
Abby.
What? Abby. Who's their kid?
Abby.
Past Ricky, Nick, and Victoria.
Yeah, but Victor Spoon gets around.
Oh, yeah. He's like my Sunny.
Hey, Sunny's perfect in my eyes, but yes.
I love him.
His little swimmers.
No, Sunny's hot as hell.
Yeah, Sunny swimmers get around a lot, too.
Yes.
I like Sunny back in the day when he was hooked up with the cute little brunette. Like, that's when I loved Sunny. They were so cute together. And that's when I watched, that's the last time I watched One Life to Live. After they broke up, I kind of quit watching it.
You mean General Hospital?
Or General Hospital. I screw them up all the time. But yeah, that's when I loved them together. I was like, I thought they were the cutest couple.
Does anyone remember when Brenda gave a transfusion of her blood to Sunny?
Yes.
Years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. Oh,
yep.
I love that. It was in their safe house, I guess. So. Oh.
You know, I loved when they were on the beach in, like, the Dominican Republic or Mexico. Oh. And they were on the beach, hot as hell.
Nah,
but all I'm saying, this Luke storyline better end because it's making me want to, like, throw something every, you know, because Tracy is not as smart as she thinks, people.
No.
Tracy needs to figure out what the fuck is going on with her husband. Sorry, producer.
You can tell the difference. I could tell. I mean,
come on. You know, he's flirting with every goddamn girl over on the show. He you know, was flirting with Britt. Come on, people. This is not what Sunny does. I mean,
I know.
Luke does.
Luke.
This is not what Luke does, and it's making me want to disclose something.
Luke, Luke
you
and
mean
Marley
him, in the mental hospital,
you know,
where they got him tied up and everything in the street jacket.
Mm-hmm. Victor is coming back. Victor Cassidy.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah,
he's
so
done.
That's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Which baby
you know,
do you father?
What?
Which baby do you think he fathered?
Oh, I believe he fathered Nathan.
Thank you.
Oh, don't say that word.
What?
I was like, don't say that name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I will call him Zane's from now on. Well, he goes by two names, so I will, you know.
Zane.
I love that name. Honestly, if I had another baby, I would have named him after that. But
really?
No, I lost my brother, and his name was Nathan, and I just love that name. If I ever had another baby, I was just like, I wouldn't have done it as first name, but I would have put it in somewhere. I was just like, oh, you don't hear Nathan very often. I love that name.
No, you don't.
Very much.
Yeah.
Well, Carly, when is the next show, and who's coming on?
The next show, okay, this is funny. I know we will be back here on next Friday, but we might be having a pre-interview with someone because they canceled this morning on us.
Yeah, I got the memo thing.
Yeah, because of the Emmys, you know. This week was not good to get anyone because of the Emmys. And, you know, whoever watches the Emmys online, tell me who wins because I know I will forget.
What? I didn't even know those were going on. I don't care about that shit.
No. They are not on TV this year, and so that's why I know I will forget. They did online, which pissed a lot of people off.
Mm-hmm. Well, then how are people tuning in and missing the show if it's online? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Right. Well, that's what we've all been saying for weeks. God bless you.
Oh, I didn't even know. I'm not in the loop like that. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Last year they had it on that news network.
Yeah, but it was good.
Yeah.
This was, I don't know why TV Guy Network, no one, someone to have, you know, carried it, right, April?
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, did Mr. Anthony never call in?
Anthony is in the doghouse by now.
What the hell? I need to call him and harass him, West Coast style.
Oh, yeah, I would love to see that, actually.
Well, everybody forgets every now and then. We'll get on track.
No, I just like him. Oh, you bring some spice to the show. I like him. So I'm like, where the hell are you?
No, but we are going to have a lot of guests coming on. You know, it's like...
Stefano? I thought you were getting Stefano on, or whatever his name is, but... I don't know his real name. I don't know his real name, but Stefano from Dave. I thought you were going to have him on.
I'm still looking on that. You know, since he's been taping and all that.
Yeah, and weren't you going to have Jennifer and her husband that used to be on...
Scott Reeves and Melissa is still coming on. They are just busy because he's doing his NASA thing. She's on date, so it's really hard getting their schedule to come on. But they will be coming on. But we will be getting some of the hottest guys from General Hospital on.
Am I funny?
I'm not a liberty essay.
Oh,
who? I was a liberty essay, but I'm not a liberty essay. But if I was a liberty essay, I would say.
Who are you talking about?
That we are going to get a lot of the hottest guys from...
No, I know, but she said a certain name. Like, who is that?
Sunny. Oh, Maurice Bernard is Sunny on General Hospital.
Are you going to get him?
What character does he play?
That would be good.
I have to take the fist on that for right now.
That's okay.
I am working on to get the hottest stars on the show ever.
Wow. Sounds great.
You know,
yeah. What time are we going to wrap it up? Are we going till 9 or are we going till 8:30?
I don't know. I haven't decided. I never decide. I can't decide. We will probably go for another 10, 15 minutes. And next Friday I will give everyone my preview on Blended. I'm going to go see that tomorrow. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. I'm going to go see that.
That will be good. I love Drew. I love Drew so much.
I'm going with my sister-in-law. I'm dragging my sister-in-law with me because I don't want to go alone.
There you go.
Going alone is fine, but just sometimes you don't want to go alone.
No.
And I don't want to go.
I'd never go alone.
I won't go alone.
I won't go alone. Hate the theater, honestly, period. But,
I know.
I will never go alone. No. I'd rather sit home and watch it and go pee when I want to or do whatever I want to. And whether I have a little TV or not, I'd rather just be home and not waste the money. But, I mean, certain movies, yeah, they're definitely better when you see them big screen, blah, blah, blah. But I'm a homebody. I don't like.
Well, on my walker, on my wheelchair, it helps when my son can take me. That's the only time I get to go to the show.
Is what?
Yeah,
my son will take me because I have a walker or a wheelchair.
Oh, so you get 50.
I have MS.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's so hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
It's
pretty similar to Parkinson's, kind of, isn't it?
It is. Very similar.
Yeah.
Very.
Well, I'm so sorry for that.
You do?
That's okay,
no,
because
that's rough to deal with for sure. I can't imagine. Like, bless you for dealing with it, because that's rough.
Yeah,
it's rough.
I know. I mean, I don't personally know, but just like people around me, it's so rough to deal with. And
sometimes the words will come out. Like,
yeah.
Well, I broke my leg, or fractured my leg months ago. It's still not healed all the way. So, I mean, I don't know how exactly what you feel, but I know a little what you feel is a pain in the butt. You
no,
know,
it's 10 times worse than breaking a bone. I'd rather break all my bones in my body than deal with what she's dealing with.
No,
so.
You didn't let me finish.
Right.
I was going to say, you know, I you know, that would be rough because, you know, my mom, guess who's on Facebook right now?
Well, nobody understands it like you do, and nobody can help you or do, that's what sucks even more, and you can't even help yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like uncontrollable bullshit that you can't even help yourself. And I think that's what's so crushing to your soul and to your just human being. It's like, fuck, like no matter how hard I try, my body's not doing what I say I want it to do, you know?
No, it doesn't.
That's
love
hard.
My life.
Well,
I feel so much for you. I'm so, I mean, I don't even want to say I'm so sorry because I know you're used to hearing that. But I wish the best for you. And
I am so glad you are able to call in because we love having you on here.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so much fun. And, you know.
I will have fun with. Friday, that's why I can call.
Oh.
Kick everything in the sack. Don't let nobody put you down.
No.
Exactly.
I really get your words out.
But I hope this week the soaps are actually really good.
Yeah.
Because
they should
be. They better be because, you know.
Yeah, I was irritated with today the way Dave's ended. I'm like, you didn't show anything that I wanted to see today. Like, you didn't show one thing I wanted to see today.
Oh, I know. It was weird seeing them hug and be on the same team, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love the part where she's Blair with the shirt off or partially off when she answers the door for JJ. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
That's Blair. She's a Blair.
Yeah. And, like, wait till she finds out you're JJ Devereaux. Like, honestly, I think he's freaking kissing his sister. I bet you that's freaking Jack's long-lost child.
That's so, too. I think that they're brother and sister.
Yes.
That was the first thing I thought when I saw it today.
Yeah.
That's what April.
Because they were married before, and JJ doesn't know that they were married, even Jack, before Jennifer.
No.
So that's what
I didn't even know that. Oh. Like, I didn't even know that.
I know,
and
I didn't
about
know
watching
that.
The show.
I didn't know about them being married, and then I asked my grandma, and grandma goes, yeah, back in the day they were married.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that very briefly.
Like, for what, a day or what? Like, how long were they married? I didn't know they were married, and how long were they married? How long was it?
A blink of an eye, very shortly from what I remember.
Okay.
It was years
and
years ago.
That was kind of stupid when they replayed the memory, because
they were 100 years old, so let's pretend they were 16, right?
Yeah, it wasn't actual footage, and I'm like,
no. When they stepped in, that's why they did it in black and white.
Yeah, I was like, do you think everyone's stupid? I was just like, Jennifer looks the exact same way she does now. It wasn't,
because
sometimes they replay it and it's actual footage, like when they show Bone Hope or whatever, and or Jack and Jennifer back in the day. That's actual footage, but like you totally tell this was not back in the day. I'm like, you guys fucked that. That was stupid filming.
There are rumors that Frankie might be on his way back.
I think so too. Like I said, seeing that they're losing all the powerhouse players, and I'm sure you guys have heard that Eileen Davidson has signed with the other soap rather than staying with Facebook. So, you know, they're going to need to bring in some powerhouse players to stay aboard. You know, I mean, I love Days. I'll be watching forever. But, you know, I think they were counting on Eileen Davidson to stay. Not saying she won't, you know, come on part-time. But,
I mean,
obviously,
her
priority is the other one.
I've heard that, you know, with the schedule like Days has it and, you know, doing Y&L, you know, they can do it. It might be an overlap, but they might be able
to. From my understanding, you know, I'm not saying she won't be on Days of Our Life, but I don't think it's going to take much as we had hoped. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know what they're going to do after the fall. We'll have to wait and see.
Because
I don't even remember him being on Days. Like, the only member.
He was in the 80s, the 80s, early 90s,
I guess, Sam, so, like, I don't remember. The only memory I have of Frankie is on frickin' Baywatch when he used to be Eddie and Shawnee.
Right.
That's the memory of Eddie that I have. I never knew it was Jennifer on Days of Our Lives. And I mean, I wasn't, like, a loyal watcher, but at the same time, or maybe I'm too young, I don't know. But I don't ever remember him being on Days of Our Lives. So I was like,
oh my God,
that's Eddie. From Days from Baywatch. I remember I loved him as Eddie. So I don't know. That's going to be an interesting twist for sure. And I swear to God, I predicted it freaking a week ago. I was like, I bet you that's freaking Scott Devereaux's love child, and he's making out with his own sister, and he doesn't know it's his sister.
Right. Hey, Carly, my battery is about ready to deplete, so I'm going to say goodnight, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, because I'm going to go off in about 2 minutes. My battery has, nothing left.
Cool.
So I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and I will talk
good
to you tomorrow.
Night.
Okay, Carly?
Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We'll talk in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Aw, she's so sweet.
April. That's April. She is one of my co-hosts.
I know who hung up. I'm talking about who's on the line now.
Oh, just you and me and,
Muncie.
Okay. I didn't hear that voice. I felt like it was only three. And I was like, okay, one left. There's only two, but there's still three.
But no, I don't understand why Teresa is being so mean to her niece. if he doesn't know, I mean, you know, because he Teresa.
What he's talking about?
Teresa.
Teresa doesn't have a knee.
Yes, he does.
Who?
Do you want Paige?
Oh well, yeah. I don't think all that. Well, I just still am confused how they're even fucking related. Honestly, I like was like, what? Like, how is that your Aunt Teresa and you're fucking with JJ, and that you don't even realize? But you're the aunt. I'm so confused on that whole related situation. How are you fucking related to anyone? Like, I'm confused. Okay, fucking Kimberly and Shane, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they had an Eve is their kid?
No.
No.
Teresa.
Their
Kimberly.
Kid's Teresa. But where's Eve come in? Whose kid is she? Like, how is she related?
Shane and
Daddy.
His wife Gabby. Thank you. Gabby, whatever, had Eve together. And so Eve and Teresa are half-sisters.
Right.
That's so confusing. Okay. Yeah,
I know,
I'm just confused.
It does get confusing because everyone is related on that show, it seemed like. Everyone's always related.
It is that way. Like, I'm still lost. And I'm just like, so what? And you're trying to keep your daughter away from her, but, and that's your sis. Oh, okay, well, that makes sense because she's like your Aunt Teresa. And I'm like, you guys are like 2 years apart, so how is it your aunt?
Because Eve was born like 16 years before Teresa was.
Mhm.
I know, but like her and her daughter Paige, this new Paige character. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm still like,
you know what? Oh, you know what? Okay, it could either be Zach's baby or Frankie's baby.
I don't know. I think JJ and fucking Paige, your brother and sister, that's what I've heard.
Jack's children. Both of them are. Both Jack.
Yeah.
I think.
And, like, because Jack disappeared for so long and then had this love child and they were off in Africa and all that bullshit. And, like, Jennifer keeps saying, oh, that was my rival. And I'm like, oh, you're freaking macking out with your own sister. That's gross.
But, I mean, it could also be, you know, because there was a rivalry with Eve and Frankie and Jennifer, too, so,
But, like, I didn't even know Jack married somebody. I'm like, I don't remember that. I mean, maybe I was too young, but I don't remember
first
that.
Marriage. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, whoa. Nuh-uh. Jack is crafty. Jack's done some shit, too. And Jack always, just like Jennifer, always acts like they have this great,
Jack,
like,
Jack has done some clever stuff.
Yeah, raped Kayla, which I never knew either. Like,
Kayla?
Yes. And I never knew that either until this last year. I'm like, what? I had to look it up on the internet. I was like, was I too young for that too? Like, what are you talking about, raped Kayla?
It was
because I guess they were married too, but he like supposedly raped her when they were married or what? I don't even know. Like, I was like, what?
Now I got a question. Hope. I always thought she was Julie's daughter.
No.
Who is her mother?
Well, I was confused that Julie and Hope were even sisters. I'm like, what? Julie's like 95 and Hope's like, how are you guys related? You're sisters.
Mm-hmm. Well, let Carly tell you because I know. because my grandma told me. So, Julie and Hope have the same mother, but her name was Addie. Addie died when Hope was just a little baby. A car hit her, and she pushed Hope out of the way with a little buggy, and had Julie like, you know, 20 years before. See how Hope. Yeah, and then, you know.
Who's Hope's mom? She's dead, right?
Yeah, she passed away.
Okay, and so, both her parents passed away, right?
No, her dad, Doug, is married to Zuli.
Okay, well, then how are they sisters?
Are they sisters?
Yes.
Like, how'd you marry her sister? Like, what? That just makes it incest.
Because they, Zuli and Hope do not have the same dad. They just have the same mom.
Yeah, that's still, like, incest weird shit at the same time, right? Or am I crazy?
No.
You're crazy.
No, you're not crazy. It's wacky.
Well, yeah, it's
weird.
It's kind of weird, yeah. But, you know, I did not like how... Zuli was treating poor Gabby this week a lot, you know.
Oh, God.
Guys, because she had no compassion toward her. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't realize what a puke Nick was. Everyone else does, but you don't.
Even Hope, like, I know he was my cousin, but, you know.
I understand why you did what you did.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for, like, Gabby drove me nuts for so many freaking months. I'm like, are you
me
fucking
too.
Just stupid bitch or what?
Yes.
But when it comes out that she was just doing it because she was scared and then she's like, no, I'm just going to admit to what I did. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, good for you, babe. And I'm so sorry for you. Like, he deserved to die. I hated that fucking creep. I just wanted him off the show. But
they dead in the river.
Yes. Just like Sammy Shit said, I wish he would have just stayed dead in the fucking river.
Right.
Life would have been so much better.
Oh, so wait.
I feel bad. He was raped in jail, but still, you know.
Yeah, who cares? Like, you deserved it, you dick. You kidnapped somebody. You murdered somebody else. You freaking are a psycho. I don't feel bad for you. I'm sorry I don't feel bad for you. You deserved what you got. I mean, nobody deserves rape or anything else, and I'm sorry for saying that, but on a soap opera or whatever, like, I don't feel bad for you. You're a piece of shit. Like, you deserved what you got. Mm-hmm. You're a creep, and you were a creep after you got out. You didn't change. You didn't do nothing. Like, I fucking couldn't stand looking at his face on my TV. He made me cringe. I'm like, I'm so sick of your, like, sorry, black person lips on a white dude, and you're annoying, arrow-looking, gross face. Like, I can't stand you. I just want you gone. And Gabby, she was driving. I wanted her gone, too, but I didn't want her gone this way. Because now I feel bad for her.
Oh, I was crying. That was so sad.
Feel bad for her.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, because you picture losing your baby and, like, having to go away for that.
No.
And it's just like, oh, my gosh. That is so sad. I can't imagine. But I'd do the same thing. I'd kill a freaking motherfucker over shit. You want to talk about taking my baby? Like, no.
No way.
I love the scene with Gabby and Kate at the jail level. You know, Kate's like, I'm sorry you, I'm not sorry you killed him, but I'm sorry you got caught. And like,
yes,
on, Kate.
Yeah. I'm sorry you got caught, and there's nothing I can do for you now. I'm sorry you got caught, you dummy.
I like the pool with Victor. My sonny wanted to kill him.
And you
oh, and he
said
you fired her? Yeah, that was the fun. Here's
like,
your pink slip, bitch. That means
yeah,
you're a friend
later.
Oh, yeah, you're sleeping with the enemy. They're all sleeping with the enemy. I was just like, oh, my goodness. Sammy, I don't know. I'm so mind-boggled over this. Like, what are you going to do? I try and picture myself in her shoes because I think the way she does sometimes, and I overreact the way she does sometimes. And so I'm just like, oh, no. What are you going to do? Like, for her to be so cool and collective over all that bullshit, and like, oh,
yeah.
The cake and all, like, I wouldn't have done that. If I would have saw those pictures, I'd be like, I'm going to stab you in your fucking throat. You wouldn't hump a little 20 or, like, you know, I would have freaked out. There's no way I would have just sat there and been like, oh, yeah, let's plan our wedding.
Here's my maid of honor.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what she has observed, but I don't imagine it being...
It's
going to
be good.
I don't know.
Well, I heal you, it's going to get good. It's going to get so good.
Really dark.
So finally,
I'm confused on how they're going to exit her. Like, what she finds out about EJ and Abigail.
They have kept that so soft, top secret.
Yeah.
That's funny. They have. So, like,
well,
you
know that's what I'm saying. I don't picture how they're going to let her go. And EJ's going to go too, and then the twins are going to go. Like, Johnny or whatever, I don't picture how you're going to put that in the storyline and let her go. There can't be a good enough written storyline to let Sammy Brady go. Like,
well,
you can't write it off and be dead, so.
No, she won't be dead. She won't be dead. No.
Well, I'm just like, there's not a good enough storyline to write her off. I just don't know how you're going to get rid of her is where I'm, like, curious. She's just too much of the show that, like, how are you? They better have good freaking writers because how are you going to let such a star go and write her off in a good way where the fans are going to be okay with it? Which I don't think they're going to be. I think I'm waiting for a really disappointed last day.
I don't think we are going to be disappointed because I don't think it's going to be gone long. I mean, with Dave's taping schedule being 4 to 6 months, whatever.
She's already bored.
I think she's going to miss Sammy. She's always said that she's really missing Sammy because she's already taped her last scenes. So I think she's going to come back sooner than anyone thinks.
Yeah, I think she's going to be bored. It's like you want to be home with your kids and everything. Well, when you realize being home with your kids sucks, then... You realize it's better to go, and I'm sorry, nothing against kids, but they do suck when you're with them 24/7. And I just think she's going to realize that life sucks without working.
Yeah, I mean, my mom always worked. I mean, both of my parents always worked, so I never got that, you know, my mom's home when I got home from school. I never got that, so, you know.
That's annoying.
I mean,
it's just...
She feels guilty for not being able to always be there for, like, school, like, field trips and whatever, but, you know.
No, but it's annoying.
Know?
Like, I love my kid. I freaking love him more than anything I could ever love in the world. But at the same time, I don't like him at all right now.
My mom says that's normal.
I can't freaking stand him. I love him, but I want nothing to do with him.
And I cry. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm, like, you know, losing him or whatever. And I feel bad for having my feelings. And it's just like, I can't stand you. I freaking love you so much. But I don't want you around me. Like, you're pissing me off and I can't stand you. And it's
enjoy the teenager.
Yes, they're awful. Like, I'm go away. They're 20, please. Like,
I think I'm
my
poor mother.
It's such an awful feeling to not like your kid. But
well,
then all of a sudden he'll turn around and be like, da-da-da-da, love you, Mom. And I'm like, love you too, but, you know, whatever. And he used to, he finally, like, he used to always kiss me goodbye. We could be brawling, we could be fighting, whatever. Not brawling, but, like, argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, argument.
And I'd drop him off at football practice. And we could be fighting and bickering the whole way there. And then, no matter what, he'd be like, love you, Mom, and he'd give me a kiss goodbye. You know, and I love that about, like, we're close no matter what. And then all of a sudden, his lips aren't for mine. Like, he doesn't want nothing to do with me. He's a jerk. He's just like, I mean, he makes funny faces to me. He just, or, like, when I'm talking, he'll, like, you know, make the rolled eye look or whatever. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, I look at these pictures when he's 3 or 4 or 5, and I'm just like, where'd my baby go? Like, I miss you so much, but I fucking can't stand you right now.
Well, my mother and my grandmother.
That's a normal feeling, and I'm not an asshole.
No, you're not an asshole, and not a normal, because my mom had 2 boys and 2 girls, and she said, yeah, she could deal with all emotions a lot better because she knew what to say, what not. But when it came to the boys, she just wanted to kill them sometimes because they did some of the stupidest stuff, and they... And Mom's like, go in your room. I don't want to see you for a long, long time. Yeah.
Or they're just so mean with their words. They're so mean with their words. And I know they don't mean it,
it's
but at the same time, you take it so personally.
Mm.
And it's just, it's heartbreaking. It's just like, oh, my God, where'd my baby go?
Okay. It's okay.
I cry my eyes out, and I'm like, okay, don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. He's a teenager. You can't take it personal. Or my bad thing is sometimes is I'll run my mouth back to him. Like, I wish you weren't my mom. And I'm like, good. I feel the same way about you, you know, which is so bad on my part, and that's where I need to just not take it personal and, like,
no.
Let him rip his mouth. Yeah, I guess.
Or roll off your back.
What'd you say?
Let it just roll off your back.
It's so hard to do.
I know, but it's, my ma and me, I used to be that way with her growing up, and I look back and I go, oh, my God, what I put my mother through? whatever.
An asshole.
And she, it's a phase. You all grow it. I know. I will. What are you talking about? You know, you think you know so much when you're teenagers. Is he a teenager now?
It's so hard to deal with, and and everyone tells me that too. All his parents are,
don't worry,
you know, parents I'm friends with or whatever. They're just like, middle school's the worst. High school gets better. And I'm just like praying that hope or happens, but at the same time I'm like, if he talks to me the way he does now, what the hell? How is high school going to be better? Like,
it will be. It will be.
They'll realize that, oh, you're not so bad. And
we're not that stupid, are we?
I don't know. It's freaking the most crushing, humiliating, not humiliating, but like crushing, heartbreaking. I don't even know the words to express dealing with a teenager. It's just, it's a rotten. And you still have to love him throughout that. And that's the hardest, you know, it's just like, oh my gosh, if anybody's not been a parent, I don't wish it upon you. You know, like, you know, and I love the middle, the show, The Middle.
Yeah.
And
oh, I love it. So
they said it so plainly, you know, on one of the repeat shows I was watching, and they're like teenagers are such, they didn't say assholes, obviously, but they're so rotten,
they
you know, for this reason, so you don't miss them when they're gone. And I was like,
really,
well, shit, because you want to protect them and love them their whole life, and then you don't want to let them go, but it's like they're such assholes in between, you know, these days, 8 to 18, and it's like they're such little jerk faces between that time. It's just like, oh, they're preparing you not to miss them when they're gone and be happy when they're gone. I was like, no kidding, like, because I can't imagine my life without you, and now I'm just like, get the fuck out. I am over it, like,
okay.
Go away.
Oh, wait,
okay.
Never come
back.
No. That's a good idea with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie says your mother says to go to your room or whatever. Your
oh,
brother?
Yeah. My mom always said, go in your room. Don't come out until I want to see you and see how folk is. So once he sent one of us to the room, she would forget which kids he sent to the room. So I would be in there, I was scared to come out. I'm like, I'm not coming out yet.
It's
I'm not
better
coming
than
out.
Sitting on the freaking toilet waiting for your mom to wipe your ass because she thinks you're not old enough to wipe your ass. And you're sitting there with a freaking red ring toilet ring on your ass because she wants to sit on the phone for hours. And you're like yelling at her, Mom! Come wipe me, but she doesn't come wipe you. So you're just sitting there until she's done with her conversation. Because if you got up without her wiping you, you're in more trouble. Like, yeah,
pretty underwear.
Exactly. I was just so same with. I used to wear freaking 5 pairs of underwear when she'd go to beat your ass. And it's like, and then she got hip to that, and it's like, no, you're taking all those things off. You're gonna get bare ass. I'm like, oh, you screwed up my whole plan.
No, it was funny.
Now,
because...
And nowadays, if you do that, you're going to jail for child abuse. It's like,
yeah,
what?
I didn't get it.
Can't
no.
you beat your kids? Like, seriously?
No.
That's why
it's
they're assholes.
In grounding.
Yeah, that's why they're assholes. And what's gonna grounding going to do? Taking away your phone and your iPad and your fucking a million electronics that you have.
Oh, you die.
Like, yeah, but I can't freaking slap you in the face. Well, that's... I don't agree with that, but if
no.
you have a mouth, it's kind of a reflex sometimes. But,
mm-hmm.
oh, I can't freaking punish you in any way whatsoever, or I'm going to jail. Are you fucking kidding me? That's why kids are assholes these days.
Thank
they
you.
Don't get put in line. They don't get freaking respect. They don't do nothing. They feel like entitled little fucks.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
They rule the world and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, you know, when we were growing up, yeah, I used to be so scared.
No, you wouldn't even talk back to your parent when we were growing up. Or you'd get a backhand fucking mouth, you know, whether you bled or not. You're getting backhanded. How dare you say that to your parent? Nowadays, it's like, oh, they can do whatever they want, and I'm going to jail if I freaking even touch him. If I put a mark on them. which they absolutely deserve.
But you can't.
And
now
it's going to jail over it because there's child abuse. No, it's not child abuse. It's called they ran their mouth and they deserve to be fucking smacked and put in line and be, I'm the parent and I'm the adult. You're the child. Do not talk to me that way. You will respect me. No, that doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's why the jails are so overcrowded.
Exactly, because they'll turn into drug addicts or jailbirds or whatever.
Get away with
anything. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have fun. Oh, take me to jail because I tried to put him in line and tried to make him a like person of society. And now I'm in trouble because he won't, I mean, not that this happened to me, but I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying that's how life
for example.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, are
that's
you kidding? Yeah, so now they're stealing and forging and doing skipping school and doing whatever because we can't be parents.
Mm-hmm.
Stupidest freaking law. I absolutely believe in child abuse. There are so many babies that are abused. But I'm sorry. When my kid fucking mouths off or does what he does, no. That's not child abuse. That's called correcting behavior, and no, it's not going to happen.
Yep. So wait, without Evan tonight, what are you going to make? Go. Did you even have dinner yet?
No, I'm not fucking cooking dinner. I told him when he plugged in.
No, I mean, are you guys even going out or no?
I don't know. I don't care. As long as he fed his belly and doesn't bother me, I'm cool with that. So, like, as long as you're fed and, like, I don't have to deal with I'm hungry bullshit. I don't care if you ate at wherever you ate. I don't care. No,
exactly.
The oven got hooked up at 8 o'clock. I'm not fucking cooking dinner at 8 o'clock.
No,
my
that
kid's
would be crazy.
Gone. No, I'm not. No, I'm not doing that. I can eat a freaking peanut butter sandwich for like, I'm easy. Like, whatever. Top ramen. I'm cool. I don't care about food. But him, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
we will end this.
Yeah,
I had some cereal for dinner, actually. I never
like
it.
That don't work with a man. They're like, oh, I want a freaking meal. No, shove it up your ass. I'm not cooking a meal right now. It's just not 9 o'clock at night. No, it's not going to happen.
Well. But we got to go soon before
talking.
What?
It was great talking to you. Thank you so very much for doing this.
Oh, yeah. I hope you come back next week.
I think I will be.
Oh, cool. Well,
what's your name?
Margie.
Margie. Nice to meet you. Blessings
to you.
Is
this week or no?
Keep on fighting. Don't let nobody put you down.
No.
Yeah, and Mosey, treat me this week if you want to, because you know how I get in my little twinty rants on Twitter. That gets me in trouble, but I don't care. I know. Okay, have a good week, everyone.
You too. Have a great weekend and great week, and we talk to you on Twitter.
Okay.
Thank
bye
you,
guys.
My love.
Bye.
Have a fabulous weekend.
Okay, bye.
Bye, bye.